For many Burundian refugees arriving in Uganda, their first point of call is Vanake Valley refugee camp, located in the southern district of Isingiro. Most of them pass through the town of Katuna on the Rwandan border to get here, clocking up almost 1,000 kilometres and several days on the trot. But not all refugees are eager to enter the resettlement camp. Gazirabo Souvenir, who uses a fake name for security reasons, explains why.
When I leave, I try to go to Nakivare camp research, but I met there the services of Pierre Nkurunziza, and I know there was some people of intelligence service of Burundi. And I leave directly because even I still there, I can be killed by those people.
Gazirabo fled Burundi at the end of April when protests against the third-term bid of President Pierre Nkurunziza began to get violent. He was forced to flee after pro-government militia urged him to join them in operations against the opposition. Gazirabo refused and says his life is now in danger.
Before coming to Uganda, the police of Burundi made my passport expire. I had 4 hours to be killed and I must leave the country before those 4 hours. So now I'm in Uganda, no family, no job, no any assistance. I have a bad life in Uganda because I don't have any ID, any refugee ID from UNC. Air, which is for the air. I don't have any support, any assistance. I don't have a job. Even now, they asked my grandbrother where I am, and he said, I don't know. The fear is that the government can kill my family.
A former transportation operator in Burundi, Gazirabo blames the UN Refugee Council for not doing enough to help his situation. Claims rejected by the UNHCR, which says it's doing all it can. Andrew Embagori is head of a UNHCR sub-office in Embarara, western Uganda, on the border with Tanzania.
The government of Uganda has been very, very, very supportive to UNHCR. The asylum space in Uganda has been very, very welcoming. So we still have capacity in Naki Valley, and the government is opening up new sections of the settlement where we are currently settling these refugees. On top of that, we have refurbished one of our centers there, which is a reception center, where we are receiving refugees as they come and they are given a hot meal, they are registered and then they are given plots, and later on the government of Uganda would come and actually give them status.
The Naki Valley Refugee Camp is Uganda's largest settlement and can host up to 63,000 refugees. Those from Burundi, who now total some 5,000, have been arriving since last December in the run-up to presidential elections, an electoral campaign which has seen critics of President Nkurunziza face intimidation and death threats. That climate of fear, however, does not exist at Naki Valley, assures Andrew Embagori from the UNHCR.
Refugees are supposed to report any protection situation or issue to our protection teams or our implementing partners or the government. And I don't think this fear is warranted. We have a lot of refugees here from DRC, from Somalia, from Burundi, from Rwanda. So we don't have those type of issues at the moment. Those type of protection concerns which refugees should have, we've always told them to bring them to us. But the government of Uganda, remember, has been in the forefront, opening up the asylum to most of the refugees from this region.
Ugandan humanitarian agencies are expecting an influx of up to 15,000 refugees from Burundi and have called upon the international community to donate $10 million to plug the gap. Meanwhile, the UNHCR in Geneva has appealed for $207 US to assist as many as 200,000 Burundian refugees in neighbouring countries.